Hello and welcome to what is here at this time, as at the time of recording, Thursday's edition of The Opening Bell. Here in Las Vegas, again alongside me is John Denon. Been in here closing in on 12 hours again.
It's gone so quickly though.
But it's strange when we sit here and we discuss the events of the day, when we go back and start talking about what was actually happening this morning. That does seem like a different day, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does seem so long ago. Plus, getting used to the different time difference just makes everything confusing.
Yeah,
I don't even know what day it is.
It's a grueling, albeit completely enjoyable slog, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back and start at the beginning and what we walked into this morning, and that was, first of all, was Freddie Roach. And Floyd Mayweather, Floyd Mayweather Senior. Traditionally, at this point of the Las Vegas showdowns, they have the trainer round tables. But this morning, probably because of the volume of media here, it wasn't a round table. It was set up pretty much as a press conference, wasn't it?
Yeah. So like a round table is when you normally cluster around someone, yeah. And it's quite good because it is more conversational than a press conference, so those things are normally quite good, but just the sheer number of journalists, I think, made it you had to have the press conference format. But at least they took questions. I mean, the formal press conferences they do over here are just like presentations, like we saw with the undercar press conference this afternoon. It was just a case of everyone standing up, thanking God, their manager, friends, family, supporters,
yeah,
and Floyd Mayweather for this opportunity and sitting down again.
Yeah, what have you.
Which is all, you know, all laudable sentiments, but not exactly fascinating stuff.
It's not news gold either, is it? But going back to Mayweather Senior and Freddie Roach, both made very interesting presentations in their own way. Freddie Roach, again, I find it fascinating that Freddie Roach, he really has, sorry if you can't hear us, I'm not sure, that is outside, but anyway, I mean, the thing I find...
Lorry's drive into the tent.
The thing I find absolutely fascinating with Freddie Roach is the way that he says that he's been studying Floyd Mayweather for 5 years. He's come up with this master plan,
yeah,
to beat Manny Pacquiao, and...
To
beat Floyd Mayweather. And it's a complete contrast to what Floyd Mayweather Sr. says. Floyd Mayweather Sr. is just convinced that Pacquiao is damaged goods as a consequence of his loss to Juan Manuel Marquez. He was never that good in the first place. And all Mayweather has to do is turn up to win.
Yeah.
Unless he's not opening up or telling us the truth, there doesn't seem really to be any science in what he's doing. Whereas Roach, you sense, has probably spent night after night after night going through all of Mayweather's performances, finding perhaps some little glitches that we haven't seen, and he may well have the master plan to do it. It fascinates me. What did you come away thinking in terms of your perception of the performances of the two trainers today?
What you were saying, really. Roach was sort of engaging, more talkative. But you just never know that they're saying one thing when actually they're, you know, really going to do another or expect another. So I think you have to sort of take everything that Freddie Roach says with a pinch of salt. I wonder if he's sort of trying to play mind games. He's often said throughout this process that Mayweather didn't want this fight, that he's been forced into it, that it's not his choice, and that he's scared. That's his sort of message to their camp, and Mayweather Senior seems a complete law unto himself. He spoke to the media yesterday, and he was quite sort of jovial, talkative, did some great, well, not great Pacquiao impressions, but did some amusing Pacquiao impressions. And then at the start of this press conference today, he was quite sort of stern, to the point, criticising their questions, saying you don't know anything about boxing, till finally he warmed up and did one of his poems right at the end. I wonder if the Mayweathers are just trying to play down Pacquiao and the significance of this fight to relieve the pressure on their man, on Floyd. I think there is a lot of pressure on him, and maybe part of their strategy for coping is to say Pacquiao's not much, this is just the same as any fight, this is any fight, not building him up in their minds. Whether that's a good idea or not, we'll find out.
It is all very, very, very interesting. What do you make? Freddie Roach was talking about. Do you feel that, because he has said that Floyd Mayweather has been forced into it. He's never wanted this fight. The Showtime forced him into it for kind of economical reasons and what have you. How much truth do you think there is in that?
Maybe to the extent that the Pacquiao side made the running, like they were really vocal about it, and it seemed like the sort of, you know, the initiating incident was Freddie Roach getting Arum and Moonves from CBS together. But they have, to get it, they have given Mayweather everything he wanted. So they've sort of finally met the terms of Mayweather's choosing. So in that sense, Mayweather is getting what he wanted.
Okay. Mayweather, though, he said, what did he say the other day when we were, when there was kind of a closed door kind of press conference, as it was, where he said something along the lines of, or he indicated that this was his plan all along. He said if he'd have taken the fight 5 years ago, it would have been, you know, he would have got 40 million or something, whereas now, $40 million, whereas now he's getting $200 million. And although you can't for one second think that Mayweather would have predicted what would have happened to Pacquiao, the fact he would have had his career quite deeply threatened by the loss to Marquez, but he's since bounced back and everything else. But I mean, I do genuinely find it hard to believe that Mayweather is scared of Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah. I would go with that, but then equally, well, maybe he is very, very clever, and sort of this has been his master plan all along. I don't know. You'd have to be pretty smart, but you know, or maybe just the stars aligned and everything finally fell into place, and maybe it could have happened a year ago, maybe it could have happened 3 years ago, should have happened 5 years ago, but now that it's on, that they are probably getting the maximum amount of money they could for it. Maybe.
Mayweather's still the favourite. I think he will be. He will be right up until the opening bell, unless there's a massive amount of cash laid down at the bookies. But it's interesting I can't remember who I was talking to. He'd been watching some documentary or something, and Floyd Mayweather now is taking something like, and people have gone in, they've analysed his performances over the last few years, and Mayweather is now taking 15% more punches than he was a few years ago, which you would think is a reflection on perhaps slightly dulled reflexes. He's a little bit slower, and there is a school of thought that, like, what the hell is that noise, man?
It sounds like it's right on top of us.
Wow. Anyway, there is a school of thought that if Pacquiao can get in there and Roach was saying this a little bit today, that they're not going to go in there and try and take Floyd Mayweather's head off. It is going to be intelligent pressure. He'll go in with his fast combinations. He'll move away again, fast combinations. And Mayweather certainly has shown signs in recent years of being deeply, deeply uncomfortable when he's getting punched. And although he's a boxer and that's his trade, and you know, getting punched isn't alien to him, he spent so much of his career without really a glove being laid on him, and then all of a sudden Miguel Cotto fight, he took a lot more punishment in that one than he had before, and at times in that fight when he was going back to his stall, he looked deeply uncomfortable. And you know, the reaction to the Marcus Maidana shot, and then when Marcus Maidana was getting a bit rough, Mayweather was kind of turning to the referee and looking for some help. You know, you look at all these factors, and Pacquiao has certainly got in his makeup to make things deeply, deeply uncomfortable for Floyd Mayweather, hasn't he?
Yeah, definitely the way he moves, he moves in and out so fast on his feet and those sort of blitzing combinations. But Mayweather did look magnificent against Saul Alvarez, who I thought was a serious opponent. And I just wonder if the last two against Marcus, the last two fights against Marcus Maidana, if he took Maidana lightly, he ended up looking worse than he should have done. But could he bounce back to that sort of Alvarez level of performance and just stop Pacquiao, from getting anywhere near to him, like picking him off and stopping in his tracks from getting close? So, you know, we could see another Mayweather masterclass.
We absolutely could, and kind of going back to what Mayweather Senior was saying as well. And I think it's interesting what he says as well. And even though he says it in a kind of disrespectful manner, in the about what happened to Pacquiao when he got knocked out by Marquez, but that was a horrendous knockout, and those kind of knockouts are difficult to completely erase from your physical makeup. And he said that he predicted an early finish and an inside the distance win, and he said that, you know, Pacquiao was put to sleep by Marquez, and Mayweather was going to do that again. That is a feasible outcome here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a possibility, especially when you think, put it that way. But Mayweather hasn't stopped anyone for a while, so you know the sort of natural thing is to think that it's going to go the distance. We're going to get 12 rounds out of this.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you. I mean, I spoke to some people beforehand, before I was coming out, and they really, really have got very, very little interest in boxing. They barely knew a few weeks ago who Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao were. But it was just kind of a comment like, oh, well, is it going to go, what if it's over in 30 seconds? What if it's over in a... We're not going to have that kind of fight, are we? There's absolutely no chance. And I think the odds reflect that. Something like, you can get something like 200-1. And it finishing in the opening round.
Mayweather just marches out, and
it would be astonishing, wouldn't it? That would be the most shocking result, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
If either man would earn it.
Do you think Mayweather probably has sort of more one-punch power than Pacquiao, but because of his sort of defensive, even cautious style, he's unlikely to sort of, even if he has Pacquiao hurt, unlikely to go for the finish?
It would seem unlikely. It's not in his nature. I do think even at welterweight, Mayweather's an underrated puncher. I've seen him land, you know, single shots that have really, really seemed to hurt his opponent. There was a point where I thought he looked like he may stop Maidana in the rematch, I remember, where he kind of almost had Maidana on the brink of looking as if he was about to be stopped. But you're right, Mayweather rarely steps on the gas.
Yeah.
Are they taking down the MGM Grand outside?
Las Vegas is falling apart. Maybe they're setting up for the weigh-in. Because we're in the media tent, so we're right next to the arena, aren't we?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that is true. Yeah, perhaps. Perhaps. Okay, we've covered at length really there what was going on this morning. Anything that was missed you can pick up on the website. It's been doing a live blog again today with everything that's been going on. Mayweather and Pacquiao are not the only guys who are in action this week. There was a win earlier on for Ashley Theophane, which, if we're led to believe what he was telling us before the fight, that could lead to a world title shot for him. He overcame a rather nasty moment at the end of the contest where he went down more or less on the final bell, but he managed to survive and won a split decision. I think Ishae Smith is perhaps still fighting, is he?
Ishae Smith has won,
has he?
When I refer to our live blog, I'll be able to find out the result.
But
a unanimous decision.
But perhaps the biggest news of the day, outside of what's going on at Mayweather Pacquiao, was the fact that Raymundo Beltran didn't make weight and will not have the opportunity to win a vacant WBO lightweight title. You were talking the other day about Raymundo Beltran. You went and spent some time with him, and I can't remember if we were talking on the podcast or if we were talking away from the microphones, but you know, you were saying how much this world title means to Raimundo Beltran, more or less based his whole, you know, his whole adult life has been desperate to win the world title.
Yeah.
How frustrated would he be that he didn't make weight? Which I mean, would that be his own fault?
I don't know, because this is something we actually spoke about. As in, he said, you know, all he had left to do now was sort of make weight. Don't, yeah, maybe with hindsight, I suppose you think you would have expected him to be more on it. But, you know, he said he was doing it the right way. He said he had a nutritionist. So I really didn't actually expect him not to make weight. And, yeah, he was talking about how significant not only the world title would be, but the fact that it would give him a platform to get towards, like, you know, big-name fights. I think what he really wants is, you know, and he was actually talking about, you know, this world title could put him in to a fight with bigger names up at light welterweight, sort of, you know, close to the divisions where the money is. So it is a big blow. He's been, you know, working desperately hard year after year trying to get a world title. Keeps being thwarted, and now this seems like it's even worse because it's not the decision of the judges, something out of his own hands, really. All he can do is fight in the ring. This seems like it should have been under control, so it is under his control. It does seem like a big blow.
It's a huge blow, and it did come as a surprise that's what has foiled his latest attempt.
And he's still got to get through the fight.
Yeah.
You know, and he tried to make it.
Yeah.
You know, really.
Which will have an effect.
Yeah, and it was a late weigh-in.
Yeah.
So he tried to make it really boiled down.
Good point. Yeah.
And so they were weighing in at what, 4 o'clock in the afternoon in Las Vegas or later. So maybe he had an hour left to make it to try again. Really did try again. Dried out completely. And still couldn't make it, so now he's got to rehydrate and have a tough fight, which is all bad news.
It's all starting to get, well, say starting, it, there's no doubt it is exceptionally busy in the MGM Grand. Let's just talk a little bit about that, first of all. We just went on a hunt for some batteries, didn't we?
We did. It was an adventure.
For the microphones to record this. So we went off and we ended up in the merchandise shop in the lobby of the MGM Grand, where they are selling a ludicrous amount of Mayweather Pacquiao memorabilia. And John, how busy was that shop?
It was kind of ridiculous. It's like a closing down sale.
And it was everyone at 8 p.m. right?
8 p.m. Everyone hoovering up their TMT socks, grabbing their Mayweather Pacquiao hip flasks. But, you know,
and was
that's
it,
what a buying frenzy is. I want to go buy some stuff now.
Yeah, I mean, none of it really was that appealing to me, in all honesty. apart from an absolutely huge Floyd, he looked like, was it just Mayweather or was it a pair of them? I'm not sure, but anyway, there's a huge framed picture. And then I spotted the price tag of $150,000.
Cool, 150 grand.
For a framed picture and of artwork of, I can't even
remember. Mayweather fighting, I guess.
And that kind of tells you what kind of money is going down. I mean, I don't think I'd be surprised if they actually sold that one. But these T-shirts, which I believe are about $40, and people are going up with 3 or 4 T-shirts. People are just going up with handfuls of stuff. It's just, it's insane. And also, walking through the MGM, it's now getting a little bit hard to make your way through the people, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought they were like clustering around a celebrity or something. There was that many people, and it was that sort of thick. Yeah. And it's only Thursday. Night now, so I guess the weigh-in's going to be nuts.
Yeah, exactly. And people will still be flooding in, I think, tomorrow and also Saturday morning. I think there's still a lot more people to come.
Yeah, a taxi driver, and obviously taxi drivers know everything, was telling me that 200,000 people, or he was expecting 200,000 people to descend on Las Vegas. It's quite a lot of people.
That is quite a lot of people. I mean, something else I wanted to talk about, a little bit off subject, but you never know, the people listening might be interested, is the amount that we've been fed.
Not enough, mate.
Do you know what? I feel like I've put on about stone in the last few days. When you come in the mornings and there's croissants, muffins, cereal, fruit, yogurts. And then it seemed like today that I'd more or less just finished that and maybe,
and the tacos came out
about 20 minutes later. There was a range of hot food to choose from, tacos and all sorts of things, and it was, and I woke up this morning feeling pretty bright and breezy and feel like I've got into the swing of the whole Las Vegas time and everything. And after I'd had those two meals, which I think I'd worked out that I'd eaten a ridiculous amount by 11:30 a.m. I'm still not right. Then about 2 o'clock they bring out a load of cookies, a load of crisps. When you've got all this free food there, it's tricky to say no to it, isn't it?
Well, the problem is I've got all this work to do, so I'd much rather be sitting here eating. I couldn't eat nearly enough tacos.
I just wish they'd spread it out a bit more. So maybe have your breakfast at like 9, then we'll have lunch at 12, maybe 12:01.
Problem is they take the food away. I want to spend all day just gorging.
This is a problem.
They didn't do that in Macau. Well, they saw it in Macau. They had sandwiches there all the time. Possibly biscuits as well. And then at meal times they opened up this restaurant next door and they had like Chinese and Western food, so you could, you know, mix it up.
We are being looked after though, aren't we? In, you know, I'll say I'm complaining. I have been astonished by the level of, you know, how much we are being looked after. I think it's been absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, no, it has been very good.
Okay, so we've been talking for almost 25 minutes. So tomorrow we've got the weigh-in, which...
What's your prediction for the weigh-in, Matt?
I think they'll both make weight.
Pacquiao's well underweight.
Yeah, is he 144, 143 or something like that already?
Freddie Roach said he was 144 and that he's going to do a light training session and eat. So presumably he'll come in easily on 147, but Mayweather will be bigger.
Yeah.
Pacquiao presumably is going for speed.
Yeah.
Sort of makes sense. I guess that's going to be key for him.
I don't think the face-off, stare-down, head-to-head, whatever you want to call it, will end in giggles tomorrow. Although having said that, I think Pacquiao does have a habit of just smiling away during all these things, doesn't he?
Did you not think he looked a little bit rigid, maybe even nervous when he was staring at Mayweather?
No, I didn't. I thought he looked very, very relaxed. But I think that both of them were a bit too relaxed for my liking. But I'll be interested to see what happens tomorrow when they've kind of got more like their battle outfits on, and then they're going head to head, and that will be interesting.
Well, the main thing that we haven't seen, and clearly the most important story of the week, Pacquiao's mum hasn't appeared yet, cursing Floyd Mayweather. So maybe she's going to make a special appearance at the weigh-in tomorrow.
Okay, well, we will update you again tomorrow when it will be Fight of the Century Eve. So
it's all nearly over, Matt.
Do you know what? I thought that all of a sudden this is all going to be over. And
yeah,
it's been although it's been a slog, it's been an experience that I'm grateful for, that I'll never ever forget and I'll always cherish.
Yeah.
I just hope that the fight, you know, there isn't some kind of controversy or it's a complete non-event or whatever. I honestly don't think it will be. I think it's going to be...
I'm going controversial draw.
Controversial decision is perhaps what I'm thinking. But I'll make my final call tomorrow after the weigh-in. But it's been absolutely wonderful. And when I kind of sit here and I am kind of taking the mickey out of the amount we've been fed and this, that, and the other going on. Every single moment I've appreciated being here. But anyway, we'll leave it at that. Thanks everybody for taking the time to listen and download and everything else. Please keep doing that. We will be back with a podcast tomorrow. I'm not sure if we'll manage to do one after the fight on Saturday. If not, we might do one Sunday morning.
Yeah, at some point.
At some point, we will do one, because the press conference could get pretty chaotic and make things very,
actually,
very
who difficult. Knows what's going to happen after the fight.
Exactly.
The format is a bit curious.
Yeah, because I think they're holding the press conference in the arena, aren't they?
Apparently.
Yeah, which seems bizarre, particularly with the amount of media that won't be in the arena, and they'll have to get in there.
Yeah, and then how is everyone going to get out of the arena?
I don't know. I suspect that will be the least enjoyable part of the week so far.
We're all trying to pile back into the arena to see the press conference, and everyone else is trying to storm out of it.
Yeah.
Might not go so well for us.
Yeah, exactly. Okay then, everybody, we'll leave it at that. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Matt. Thanks for the memories.
Oh, you're welcome, mate. You're welcome. We'll be back tomorrow.